TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. If you want to support the show, go to TruckDriverBooks.com. Anything you buy there will support the show. Let me get down to business. All right, guys, I'm Big Ken. I've been doing this for 10 years, and we are going to talk about supporting a new driver out there. His name is Little Guy Trucker, or he has the Little Guy Show on YouTube. He basically started out working at Warner, and now he has a... he's moved on and went to a company called Travel Loco. Travel Loco is a company that leases the truck to the driver. That's actually a very old thing to do. I remember back in the day there was a company that did that. But anyway, Little Guy Trucker, or the Little Guy Show as it is now on YouTube, he's a pretty good dude. I mean, he's been in doing this for a long time. He's put out a lot of helpful advice to truck drivers. I think it's really important that people go out there and support this guy. He tried to achieve his dream. Shit went wrong. His Volvo truck has had a really bad fucking problem, I think, with his ECM or something. And it's broke down several times, the same thing. It is under warranty, but obviously you can't make any money if you keep breaking down every goddamn week. So he ended up going to Volvo. Hopefully... He went to Volvo several times. They were unable to fix it. I believe it should be covered under lemon law, and Volvo should have to pay for the product. But the fucked up part is, like all companies, they're shoving computers in every goddamn orifice of a fucking truck nowadays, and they can't figure out probably what's wrong with it. Probably why they don't want to really honor it, because they'd rather try to beat it in court than try to figure out what the fuck is wrong with it. Now, which is sad when truck manufacturers don't know what's wrong with their own shit. But anyway, Little Guy is, I believe some people have started a possible GoFundMe, but I do know he has a store, if he still has it up. Let me check. Let me see if he still has his store up. But if he still has his store up, you definitely should support the guy. Go to his YouTube channel. Go watch his videos. Any type of support you can give to the guy would be great. We in the trucking industry need to support people who reach for their dreams, and this industry lets them down. We shouldn't let them down. It doesn't look like he has a store anymore. I don't think so. So if he doesn't have a store anymore, dude, if you could go and support this guy, just watching his videos and go to his site would really help him out. And you really want to support a guy like this, because he's putting out, you know, the information. He's letting you know the problems. And when you see somebody out there doing that, putting out that information for free, you got to support that guy. You know, you need to support a guy like that. We need to support more of the good guys out there. So Little Guy Trucker has been out here. He ended up cleaning out his truck recently, or at least that, I don't know when this was uploaded, but hopefully he thinks he's possibly going to get into a new truck. His Volvo is most likely fucked, because the way Travel Loco apparently works is the owner buys the truck and then he leases it to the driver. So hopefully he'll be able to get Volvo to give him his money back, and hopefully he doesn't have to go to war with Volvo. But, you know, which shouldn't be much of a war, because trucks should be protected under lemon law. And I believe in many states. I actually did. You know, I'm going to check that out later on. But I just made this to kind of talk about this problem in our industry. And it is a problem in our industry. Let me repeat that. It's a problem in our industry. Trucking companies, not just Travel Loco, but many trucking companies out here buying shit equipment and not being able to get rid of it because the manufacturers won't do the right fucking thing. A lot of big companies have this happen as well. And a lot of people just don't talk about it, but there are trucking graveyards where there are trucks that just never run right. And if they can't get rid of them, they'll try to trade them in, which is stupid, because if it doesn't run right, why pass it on to the next driver? How about you fix the fucking equipment? You know, how about we make the OEMs take this shit back, make the manufacturers deal with their fucking fucked up equipment? And to say, you know, oh, well, you know, a lot of people might say, well, it's a few pieces of equipment. No, fuck that. Each one of these pieces of equipment costs $100,000, $200,000, Right. One fucked up $200,000 vehicle is not acceptable. I mean, if you go to a restaurant and somebody gives you a fucked up steak, right, you're not going to accept that. And you're going to expect them, if they're a quality company to buy and purchase from, that they're going to treat you with respect, and they're going to take that shit steak back, and they're going to give you a good steak, and they're not going to take that shit steak and put it back up there for someone else to buy. They'll throw that piece of shit steak away and never serve that shit steak ever again, right? So in this case of equipment, they should fix this shit equipment and not fucking sit there and try to pretend like, oh, it's not fucked up. And this, to me, it happens because of computers. Let's just be honest. Back in the day, you were fixing physical shit, and so if something was fucked up, you fixed the physical problem. But now you could be talking about software, programming, wires, all types of shit. They probably got to take the goddamn truck damn near apart to figure out what the fuck is really wrong with it. And, of course, if they could figure out a way to get someone else to pay for it, they're all for that, which is bullshit. And I think in trucking, we need to have at least a standard. I mean, if you're a company driver, this can happen to you, and you have to do like I did when it happened to me at Warner. I had a vehicle that where the fuse box had to be replaced 3 times, where the dash had been replaced 2 or 3 times. And basically, the company, you know, Warner was paying for hotels and all that shit. And it was like nobody was paying attention that this thing was fucked up. So I literally had to leave the company because I didn't want to deal with the truck. And this is happening at the company I currently work at. And it's happened when I used to work at Rush Transportation. It's happened at, you know, when I used to work at Falcon Transport. There are fucked up trucks that for some reason we keep accepting in this industry. And that needs to stop. Right. Manufacturers need to get the word that you need to make good equipment. And if you don't make good equipment, then your company needs to become boycotted by the entire industry. Right? No one should sit there and be satisfied with $100,000 piece of junk. It doesn't benefit the companies that buy it. It doesn't benefit the drivers that drive it. It doesn't benefit anybody. You know, it's just a pain in the ass for everybody. And this is due to shitty quality. This is due to, you know, going overseas and getting the cheapest fucking labor possible. I don't blame people overseas. It's not their fault that, you know, if they could, you know, if the companies could, they buy their local third world government and take the fucking roof off the place. I mean, let's be honest. When they go overseas, it's not the people always blame the people that make the vehicle like they decided to make shit quality. It's like, no, they didn't decide to make shit quality. These companies came here to make shit quality, because if they did it in America or Canada or anywhere else with higher standards, they get kicked in the nuts for putting out shitty product. And that's what they need, a good swift kick to the testicles. I mean, maybe it's time for Warner, you know, Snyder and all these so-called mega carriers to actually act like one big mega carrier and decide that since Volvo or any one of these guys puts out any shit quality, that they'll be banned for 1 or 2 years, and start keeping track of how much shit quality product they put out, and then ban their ass for 1 or 2 years. How would Volvo feel if Snyder and all these big companies out there, well, not Snyder doesn't buy a lot of trucks from Volvo, but all these big companies, if they say, you know what, this year Freightliner had the least fuck ups than Volvo, so therefore we're going to buy all Freightliners this year. There will be no Volvo sales. I bet if the industry did that as a whole, that swift kick to the nuts would start getting a lot of trucks properly fixed, or at least properly coming off the assembly line working from the beginning. For those who don't know what Lemon Law is, I'll just cover that real quick. Lemon Law simply states that if they sell you a product, it's got to fucking work. Right. They usually you do have to give them opportunity to fix it. But in trucking, every time you try to give them that opportunity, you're losing money. So obviously, giving them more than 3 or 4 times, you know, you just can't sit there continually losing money. You give them an opportunity to fix the equipment. If they do, great. If they don't, fuck them. Okay. You should definitely go sue them. And for those who don't know, even if you want a lease and they say you can't trade a truck in, you still have to, for a lease to be enforced, you have to have a product that works. They got to give you something that works. And if you pay for it to get fixed and it's literally not fixed, Well, then, and there's no, your own mechanics don't know how to fix it. Well, what the fuck? Like, if there's no way to fix it, then you sold me a broken fucking product and I can't fix it. So this lease should be null and void. But, or the sale should be null and void. They basically sold you a fancy $100,000 brick. You know, and so anyway, all that being said, go support Little Guy, the Little Guy Show on YouTube. Go, if he's got a GoFundMe or if somebody's helping him out, you could probably find that over there on Little Dog. I don't know right now if there's a GoFundMe or something. I'll link it down in the description. If there isn't, just go support the guy's videos. He's way more popular than I am. I'm sure he doesn't need my little teeny tiny support, but I figured as a trucking industry, we need to support one another when we're getting fucked over like this. So talk to you guys later. Truckdriver101.com. Every truck driver out there, every company, we need to start demanding quality equipment, because this shoving a computer and everything and that's that, and then trying to avoid responsibility for this piece of shit technology that doesn't work for your $100,000 fucking brick from that little guy I got from Volvo, or that I got from ProStar, or that Warner bought from ProStar when I was a company driver there. You know, this is not something we should tolerate. I guarantee you, none of these companies would tolerate you not paying them. Okay? They would all do whatever it took to get paid. Well, I'm just saying, as an industry, we need to do all we can to make sure all our equipment is quality. So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. That's it. That's it. That's it. Talk to you guys later. Oh, fuck. Oh, there it is.